The Supreme Court has closed the door on further appeals by Conor McGregor and his friend James Lawrence in the Nikita Hand civil rape case. In a decision yesterday, the court said neither man had raised an issue of general public importance or that a further appeal would be in the interest of justice. The court also rejected James Lawrence's bid to appeal the refusal of his legal costs. Nikita Hand, who a High Court jury found was raped by Mr. McGregor, welcomed the decision, saying in a statement released through her solicitor that the Irish civil justice system had afforded her vindication and allowed her voice to be heard after 7 years seeking justice, accountability and peace. Well, Rachel Morrow, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, is with us now. Rachel, this has been a long legal process. How important is it for victims like Nikita Hand to get closure?
Absolutely, it has been a long process, Cian. As many people know, it's been very grueling and protracted, held very much in full view of the public. And as Nikita's lawyers have said previously, she was put through the ringer. So while Dublin Rape Crisis Centre is so pleased for Nikita and the truth being validated and reinforced again and again, we're also relieved that yesterday's decision brings to an end the possibility of further appeals, because getting justice for victims of sexual violence shouldn't be an endurance test. It shouldn't be retained for those who can stay the distance, but often it is. And we're just thankful that Nikita has that unwavering determination to see justice being done, and that yesterday's decision means that Conor McGregor, he's run out of road, and hopefully the conclusion of this aspect of her ordeal will now allow Nikita to move on with her life.
Well, yesterday Nikita Hand said, "You are never alone on your journey if you choose not to be. Help and support is there." Dublin Rape Crisis Centre supported Nikita through the years, and you've said that it's led to a rise in the number of calls that you receive. Is that still the case?
That's still the case. I mean, Nikita's message has always been about hope, and she has used the profile from the case to amplify her voice and to encourage other survivors to get support. So we hope that at the end of it all, that that is the message that endures beyond the final chapter of this case, and that other survivors take courage and hope that justice can be attained. And Nikita said yesterday that the roads that she and her loved ones have travelled have been very long and painful, but she also said that the decision was a victory for the justice system. And she referenced the judges, the juries and the officials who she said work so hard to make our system honest and fair. And I think that that is a very important message, because in a world where there are very serious efforts to obfuscate what is true and what is real, and we saw that plenty of times in this case, we must ensure that efforts to determine the truth and exercise justice are redoubled, and that the courts are the place where survivors of sexual violence see these values being determined and upheld.
This was a civil case, but when it comes to criminal prosecution, what needs to be improved?
I think that it is a very difficult process for people, the entire legal process. But in Nikita's case, when the DPP took that decision not to prosecute through the criminal courts, she continued to believe that justice could be served. And she showed that there is a path through the civil courts to get that justice. And I think that we would love the protections of the criminal courts to be extended to the civil courts, because in her case, it was played out in front of the global media, and she didn't have the same protections as the criminal courts. So that's one thing that we'd like. And as you said earlier, 7 years since this incident took place is just too long to await justice being served.
When you take a wider look at this, what are Gardaí and the justice system getting right?
I think that many things. There are new DPSUs which have been set up. These are units that specialise in domestic, sexual and gender-based violence. And what we hope is that when somebody takes that first step to report, that everybody is guaranteed to come into contact with somebody who is trained, who understands, who from the moment you step into the Garda station, they believe you. And I think that that needs to be carried through the justice system as well. It is a very arduous process. And as I said, this was a very protracted journey for Nikita. But I think that Nikita has allowed all of us to understand better what a difficult journey it is. But at the end of it all, her message has been one of hope. She's encouraging people to take the justice route themselves. And we hope that that happens.
Now, figures from 2024 show that almost one third of sexual offence victims wait a decade or more before reporting a crime. Is that a concern?
I don't think so. I think that it takes a long time to process what has happened. And particularly for people who've suffered from child sex abuse, it does take much longer to report a crime. What we need to ensure is that people know that it doesn't matter when this happened to you, that you still have a pathway to justice and you can still go to the guards. You can also get advice from Dublin Rape Crisis Centre about the legal system, what steps you might take, and you can actually come to Dublin Rape Crisis Centre and make a report with the guards coming to us so that you don't have to go into that Garda station yourself if that's not what you want. So no matter what your experience, please do reach out for help and support.
Rachel Morrow, CEO of the Dublin Rape Crisis Centre, thanks for joining us this morning. And anyone impacted by this story can contact the 24-hour National Rape Crisis Helpline on 1800 77 8888. And further information and support is also available at rte.ie/helplines.